The verdict is welcomed, of course, by our people, but it does not substitute our losses.
That's Ismail Cidic. He's a 21-year-old student at the University of Sarajevo, and he also moderates an online community called the Bosnian Youth Forum. Cidic was born in 1996. That was after the war between Bosnian Serbs, Bosnian Muslims, and Croats. But he says the ethnic divisions, a legacy of that war, are still very real for people of his generation.
We are actually the members of the first post-war generation, those that are 20, 21, even 22. However, even though we do not have anything to do with the war has a lot to do with us even today. The consequences are everywhere. The whole chemistry in the society is not good, especially because the Serbs, 22 years since the end of the war, glorify Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadžić, the worst war criminals that were sentenced in the Hague Tribunal. They glorify them, they consider them as their heroes, and they completely deny the genocide and atrocities.
Do you remember the first time you heard about Srebrenica in school?
Well, in school, when I was in primary school, nothing was included in curricula. Nothing about the war, about the genocide. All we knew at that time was from the stories of our families. And even today, in in many parts of Bosnia, our students cannot learn anything about the genocide and about the war.
I mean, we heard this summer that Bosnia's Serb leader banned any teaching about the genocide in Srebrenica in schools.
True. Can you imagine? We live in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and in my peers who live in parts where Serbs are majority have to learn the history of Serbia, whole another country. Can you imagine that? That is really ridiculous and complete nonsense.
Do you ever find yourself in debates with other students over the meaning of the war? Like, do you talk about whether the UN was right, this was genocide, or whether, as many Serbs maintain, it was not genocide?
I had the opportunity to discuss with some of my peers, Bosnian Serbs, who are also age 20, 21, 22, and they also consider Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadžić the heroes. So I would say huge, huge majority think in that way. And I cannot imagine when we take positions in the future in politics, in economy, in business, how it would be to deal with the people who consider the war criminals as their heroes. So I would say that we are not even at the beginning of the process of reconciliation.
Ismail, it's kind of amazing to talk with you because, as you said, you were born when the war was over, and yet you talk about it in a way that almost feels
like it's
still happening.
True.
What do you think that tells us?
I would say that it was partly because of our political system. Just yesterday, we marked the 22nd anniversary since the Dayton Peace Agreement that ended the war was signed.
In Dayton,
Ohio. Yes, Dayton, Ohio. And we are still facing this political system that should have been the temporary solution. 22 years later, we still have the exact same system that can you imagine 13 governments and 3 state presidents, 1 Croat, 1 Bosniak, 1 Serb. And in order to pass any decision, the consensus is needed, which is, you know, very, very rare. And in order for our country to prosper, for me, for myself, for my peers, for the Bosnian youth, in order to develop, we need to change the system to have a stable state.
So what are you going to do about it, Ismail? You're a university student studying political science.
Yes.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
After I graduate, I'm planning to go to master studies abroad, but it is a must for me to come back to Bosnia and to build society inside. As I'm a student of political science, part of it should be and must be enrollment into politics. And of course, to motivate others, my peers, to do the same thing. I hope that those that are very active and that are very good and that are actually studying and living abroad will one day come back in Bosnia so we can start from beginning and we can start changing things.
Ismail Cidic is a student at the International University of Sarajevo. He also helps moderate the online community Bosnian Youth Forum. Thank you very much for your time and your thoughts.
Thank you so much.